California Grill is one of the premier restaurants at Walt Disney World. It's on the top floor of the Contemporary Resort. And it opened in 1995, just a huge hit because it has one of the best views in Central Florida, just an expansive view out the windows of the lakes and, more importantly, Magic Kingdom. But they, you know, the place was getting a little worn after all these years, and the original design, which was a pay on to the Rainbow Room in New York. The designer was the late Martin Dorff, who also designed Flying Fish Cafe and Citricos at the Grand Floridian. But it was time to change. Now it's been updated. It's got a fresher look. There are lots of yellows, and they've extended the sushi bar. The kitchen is still open, but it's almost entirely all new state-of-the-art equipment. By the way, California Grill was one of the first restaurants in Central Florida to have an open show kitchen. After that, it just became almost de rigueur that you had to have at least part of your kitchen out in the open where people could watch the chefs work. So that's still a major part of it. And, of course, the view is still a major part of it. And they've got a couple of communal tables. And there's a designated lounge, which they did not have before. So if you don't have reservations, you may be able to go up there, just have a cocktail, maybe an appetizer, or go to one of the communal tables and sit with other people, which, by the way, the communal tables have one of the best views of the Magic Kingdom. So those are going to be very hot. I have to warn you, though, that once it's full up there, they probably just won't let people keep going up there because people like to go up. They won't buy anything. They just want to watch the fireworks.
Sure. And finally, the Peabody Hotel has changed hands. What does this mean for dining at that hotel?
The Peabody Orlando has been purchased by the Hyatt Regency Group. It's going to be rebranded beginning in October as the Hyatt Regency Orlando Convention Center Hotel. And, of course, the Peabody is iconic for its marching ducks into the lobby. They splash around in the fountain there. Napa has become their most upscale restaurant after they closed Ducks several years ago because fine dining, it's just over for the most part. And they've got Capriccio, the Italian Chop House, and the 24-hour Beeline Diner. Now, what's going to happen with these restaurants, nobody really knows, or no one's saying anyway. I've talked to the people at Peabody, whether they're taking their brands with them, and I've talked to representatives for Hyatt Regency, and I just don't think they know. So I think for the foreseeable future, we're going to be seeing Napa, Capriccio, and Beeline Diner pretty much the same.
Are the chefs sticking around, though? I suppose that's the big question.
Yeah, the personnel, I think, will stay the same. There's no reason for Hyatt Regency to come in and just wipe clean what they've put together. Napa is not that old. It just opened a few years ago with the expansion of the Peabody. So they've got a lot invested in it. I think it's going to stay the same, maybe get better.